program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
This time it really is Bob's Slacktime Funhouse.
The Lymphoid Institute Edition. You are listening to 91.1 FM, WREK Atlanta.
The student voice of Georgia Tech.
Fire. You can't yell fire in a movie theater.
Well, you can, but people will be upset with you and possibly take you to jail.
They had big fires in the country recently.
Yes, they did. And we don't call that terrorism. I'm a lot more afraid of a 100,000 acre forest fire than I am of airplanes getting me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's not what the media would have us believe.
No, it's not.
They certainly downplay the natural disasters and upplay the external invaders.
And who's to say who sparked that up? It's fairly easy to start a fire. Fire wants to live.
Now, which fire?
Any of them. Well, there's the Indian who set one, and then there's the broken-hearted gal who set the other.
Right.
But then there was a fire in South Georgia. There was one going in Oregon. I think one in Utah.
Comb your hair and paint and powder. You act proud and I'll act prouder. You sing loud and I'll sing louder. Tonight we're setting the woods on fire. You're my gal and I'm your feller. Dress up in your frock of yeller. I'll look swell, but you look sweller. Setting the woods on fire. We're taking all the honky-tonks. Tonight we're having fun. A brand new dance that never has been done. I don't care who thinks we're silly. You be Daffy and I'll be Dilly. We'll order up two bowls of chili, setting the woods on fire.
So if there's no fire in space because it's a vacuum, what's the deal with stars? I know it's a big nuclear furnace, but it's not strictly fire then, is it?
Well, yeah, it's a nuclear fire.
In the middle of a vacuum.
Which is odd.
That's pretty damn weird.
It's pretty damn weird. They're engines, I guess, of a sort, chemical.
A combustion engine.
Sure.
They're burning their own resources. Mm-hmm. And that's why they would eventually deplete and become a red dwarf, which is a funny show. I want to start a fire on the space station. Think of the news stories.
Hey, well, those pure oxygen environments are
it's not
made for fire.
It's not pure oxygen.
No, but it was when those crispy critters got cooked up in that capsule. Gus Grissom, I think, and a couple other guys. You got a million miles of wire or whatever running through a space capsule, and they were in a pressurized 100% oxygen thing.
What were they doing in there? You don't hang out
in... It seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, yeah, for a buzz.
Well, no, but they were in their suits.
What's the point? Why would they do that? It's so volatile.
That's an excellent question. The variety variety of the therapeutic experience. Colleagues, let us ponder the nature of fire. It is the cleanest animal, and it is one of the least wasteful, consuming everything that it touches and reducing it to its elements. It is an altruistic creature, releasing atoms and molecules back to their basic forms, free and orderly, floating through existence. Of course, there are some who would argue that fire does not live. I believe you should all at this point know how I feel about arguing. But does it not move, crawling inexorably towards its next meal? Does it not breathe air, hungrily lapping at the gases that sustain it? Given the right circumstances, a flame can manifest a sort of spontaneous generation, growing from a minuscule hotspot to a giant conflagration. And there is no denying that this voracious predator reproduces as its first order of existence. Anyone who has ever seen a beautiful specimen feed on some inanimate matter knows this. Fire is the first animal that Homo saps ever trapped and contained in a symbiotic relationship. The Homo saps got plenty of warmth and the fire got plenty to eat. The prestige of such an audacious act, taming the untamable fire, secured Homo saps' position of central maw in the food web. The other creatures respected this, and many of Homo saps' main competitors soon entered into similar contracts. Fire is one of the few animals that exists on every continent, even Antarctica, especially Antarctica. One can assume, without his best buddy Fire in tow, Homo sap wouldn't have made much of a run of it out on the ice caps. Have I mentioned that it cleans as it eats? Sadly, even a noble strain such as this has its one fatal flaw. Much like the pink scum, it cannot or will not control its own growth. A single flame given enough to breathe and enough to eat will soon expand to consume all available resources as quickly as possible, leading to, of course, burnout. Ah, but twice as bright lives half as long. There's almost a parable here.
There's something psychologically wrong with you. I mean, nobody I ever knew in my entire life dreams about fire practically every night.
Why not?
You ought to go to a shrink or something.
I just don't want anything to happen to the doorbell transformer.
Well, take it off, then everybody could knock on the door.
I've been meaning to go up there and get that thing.
A peak might come along.
Darn thing is on all the time.
Whatever that is.
There were a lot of household fires on Christmas from those stupid damn lights.
Uh-huh.
Some ridiculous amount of household fires begin in your dryer, your clothes dryer, when you don't clean the lint trap.
I didn't know that. Well, you have to clean your lint trap, and it's right there when you get your clothes out. Go ahead and, people, clean your lint trap.
Clean the lint trap. Live forever.
And I was lying in the grass by a river. And as I lay, the grass turned to sand, and the river turned to a sea. And suddenly the sea burst into flames, and the sand was burning. And I breathed in, and there was smoke in my lungs, and there was fire in my brain. And I looked around me, and there were all these shapes being sucked into the flames. And they were writhing and trying to escape. And I knew that I had to get out. And I looked above me and I saw a shape that was smiling down at me and beckoning, saying, "Come on home!" And I raised myself and I tried to get out of the flames. And I was getting higher and higher and higher and higher. And I reached out towards the shape. But as I reached out, the shape shattered, and my hands were empty, and I was falling into the flames.
and I bring you...
Just as night is falling. The only sign of humanity for miles is an old farmhouse. The salesman wearily lugs his briefcase to the front door and knocks. The door is answered by an old farmer who eyes the salesman suspiciously. The salesman explains his situation, and the farmer warms to him, telling him that the only garage in the area is already closed, but he's welcome to stay the night. Upon entering the small house, the man is bombarded by the smell of delicious food. The farmer mentions that they are about to eat and tells the salesman to have a seat at the table. Assuming that the farmer lives with his old wife, he is flabbergasted when dinner is brought in by the farmer's three beautiful daughters, all dressed like Daisy Duke. They eat in silence, the salesman eyeing the daughters as they get up every few minutes and return with another course of the scrumptious meal. After everyone is stuffed, the farmer pulls out his pipe and, lighting it, asks the salesman just exactly what it is he sells. The salesman leans forward with a wolfish grin on his face.
"Well, I'm glad you asked that," he says. "I am selling that which is your birthright, but which you deny yourself, and I'd love to give you all a sample."
"Well, that I have to see," says the farmer as he leans forward. The salesman opens his briefcase, whips out a pistol, and shoots the farmer and his daughter's dead before they know what's happening. Thumbing the bulge in his pants, the salesman eyes the three fresh, nubile corpses and says,
"And now, my darlings, we shall all taste of the sour fruit of true love."
And promptly drops dead from the poison in this food. The embers of tobacco in the farmer's pipe ignite the carpet on fire, which soon catches to the rest of the house, and the five of
So what's the deal with the devil being associated with fire? It's not the way the Norse had it. They had hell with one L, and it was really cold. Because they were Vikings, right. And it's really cold there.
And Dante took a page out of that when he wrote the Inferno, the ninth circle where the real baddie bads go.
It's really
like where we're headed, the Sowers of Discord. It's very cold, frozen, and the worse you were, the further in ice you're frozen. And then the devil's in the middle, like a three-headed cake topping.
They must all crave oblivion.
What? 30 families are homeless in fires. 5 alarm fire. Please set out. Come on, open the soap ducats. Sure, who cares when you are through? How do you know this?
Total
23. Fire. Factory that he was nowhere near. It smoldered. But it's now total. Fire. Factory that he was nowhere near. It smoldered. But it's now total 23. Apartment blast kills 20. Okay, I'm all through. Can't do another thing. 23 are killed. 5. I was in the toilet. The building put up in 1957 was part of the LaSalle Heights apartment. 700 families were living in the development. All the buildings in the area were vacated while firemen fought the flames. Witnesses said the blast lifted the roof high. It crashed into fire. Factory that he was nowhere near. It smoldered. But it's now total 23. Apartment blast kills 20. Okay, I'm all through. Can't do another thing.
The White House got burned down.
Yes, it did.
Don't try this at home, but apparently somebody burned the White House.
The British.
The Brits burned the White House.
Our good friends, the British.
But what about British Hume?
I don't see us bombing them.
Well, no, we're not going to bomb the Brits because we've already seen that they can withstand the best that bombing has to offer.
Back then,
we've got better. We're not going to nuke the Brits. We love their comedy. All of our men secretly pine for their attractive women.
That's
because
true.
The voices make them that much better. It's a fire in the heart.
passion is where you could have a fire in your belly. You could have a fire in your loins.
True. I guess you could have a fire in any of your chakras, but they're not attributed to being in chakras. They're just areas of your body.
It's not funny, man. My first chakra is red.
You know, Apollo was the god of fire because of, he would drag the sun along in his little chariot.
Yes.
And music. And music can inflame the soul. Jimi Hendrix set his guitar on fire.
He sure did, and humped it. Humped it.
The last shot of Buddy Holly when he was still cognizant was of him on fire after the plane crashed. See, he lived through the initial crash with the fire that got him.
Don't make deals with the devil.
My old friend. I can't even think of her name. I'll have to look through my collection of human heads. But it's funny now and then how my thoughts go flashing back again to my old flame. My old flame. My new lovers all seem so tame. They won't even let me strangle them. For I haven't met a girl so magnificent or elegant as my old flame. I've met so many who had fascinating ways, a fascinating gaze in their eye. I saw this eye, so I removed the other eye, that eye that kept winking and blinking at other men. Some who took me up to the skies. But their attempts at love were only imitations of my old flame. I can't even think of her name. Wait, what was her name? Doris, Laura, Chloe, Manny, Mo, Jack. No, it couldn't have been Mo. I can't stand it, I tell you. This is driving me sane. She would always treat me mean, so I poured a can of gasoline and struck a match to my own flame.
and love is gone, gone up in flames. You should have shot me, baby. My life is done. You could have shot me, baby. Shot me with a gun. I hear those sirens scream my name. I know my love is gone, gone up.
And even Revelation X is, the cover of Revelation X, which is the second real subgenius book that wasn't short stories, is covered in fire. Computer-generated fire, which is, I think, hard for people to do. Fire and water seem to be really difficult for computers to fake.
Well, to make them look natural, because they behave randomly and computers just can't...
They don't function
dig
like
on that. Technically, a computer wouldn't be able to see fire, I guess. You know, it would see the different fluctuations in temperature. It's all light waves or whatever to it.
Right.
Infrared fire kicks ass.
I've never seen infrared fire.
Well, me neither. It's impossible to see, but apparently it kicks ass.
Really? Who said?
You know.
They
people.
Say. Yeah, people.
The voices.
It. Billy Joel didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning.
That sounds like a lame alibi to me.
Well, he went to treatment, so maybe he's got a better excuse now.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Whoa. You can't smoke your frop without a little fire, people. So get down and worship the fire like everyone else used to.
I could worship fire.
Yeah.
The sun.
No hot meals unless I pay tribute to the burning red stuff.
Fire good. So fire good?
Fire good.
Fire good.
And even a Viking funeral, the final respect you can pay to the Viking's corpse, its leavings, is to burn it away. Watch the smoke rise up to the gods.
Fire may be good, but human beings and even, you know, Yeti hybrids are made of mostly water, which doesn't tend to go so well with fire. Fire is the devil's only friend.
Who said that?
Don McLean. I think it's pretty significant that many hell situations are imagined as being fiery, brimstony, burning, volcano-y. We really fear volcanoes.
One is moral, one is not. It's super ego and Idbot.
Well, Idbot, now that we're in Hawaii, I hope you don't choose to embarrass me here, too.
Come on, get out of my way. I need to get laid.
That wasn't funny at the airport either. Now, are you going to sit down and enjoy the luau or not?
You know very well that I can't sit. Are you making fun of me?
Don't put a chip on your shoulder there. Get it, chip, robot.
I think you are making fun of me.
Of course I'm not. I'm just happy.
I want the pig.
The pig is for everyone, Idbot.
I will not share. The pig will be mine.
I'm cutting you off. I'm sick of this. I can't take you anywhere.
Move these damn foreigners out of my way. Move, move, move.
Now, Idbot, this is a foreign country. We're all foreigners here.
Idbot,
that's it. This is the last time. Volcano. Now.
All right, Super Ego, have it your way. Just carry me safely to the lip of the volcano.
Meanwhile, at the top of the volcano.
Nah, you've had this coming for years.
Mom always liked you better. I'm sick of this.
I'm a robot personification of your id.
You made me vomit all over my prom date.
You turned me into a cybernetic organism.
You made me gain 50 pounds when I broke my leg and started smoking pot.
You never lubricate me properly.
I built you.
You have a point.
I do.
Let's not fight.
No.
I tricked you. Oh.
One is moral, one is not. It's Super Ego and Idbot.
You know, you can get fired from your job.
Why do they call it that? Do they...
Because it's like getting executed, and when you get executed, fire! They say fire. Those bastards.
Do you think that's like an old nautical thing? When you get kicked off the ship, they stuffed you in the cannon and fired you off?
No.
No. Those pirates could be pretty frisky.
Yeah, no, but if you're on a boat in the middle of the ocean and somebody says anything about fire, it better be heating beans, and that's about it. I mean, you're at a wood boat.
Yeah, but you're surrounded by water. What's the problem?
The lack of the boat after it's consumed by the fire?
Well, then you can just ride the fire to safety.
You know, if you could solidify fire, much like you solidify water into ice...
Uh-huh.
If you could freeze fire.
Yes.
But have it maintained. It's a molecular thing.
It would have to stop moving. Fire is sort of an illusion.
Well, it's light play, but it's heat / light play.
Yeah, which is kick ass.
Mm-hmm. You'd have to freeze it instantaneously, and I mean no give or take, because it would go out.
But, you know, the fire is sort of defined by the chemical reaction of what happens to carbon when it heats up, or what happens to anything when it heats up too much.
Sure.
It starts to disintegrate. Fire is pure anarchy.
Thank you.
Alcohol is fire water, which is odd in that one would extinguish the other normally.
Yes, and imagine how surprised the first Indian was when some toothless, chuckling idiot handed him a shot glass of whiskey and said, drink it. What the hell, I'll drink it. And it burned him. Water that burned. Prometheus.
Right, Prometheus gave his brother created all the animals out of clay. Zeus said, hey, that's pretty cool, but keep them dumb. And then Prometheus eventually said, I want to make something, so he made people, but they weren't that bright. They were lucky to get food. They were huddling around together trying to keep warm, and they weren't going to live. And so he said, well, I can't have my only creation die, so I will give them fire.
Fire.
You can't give them fire, because that's the thing that separated the gods from the people besides the immortality.
Right, well, that's kind of nice, too.
Well, if you hop religions, you still get it. It just changes channels.
Right.
So he brings them fire, and what does he get for it? He gets his liver and eyes ripped out every day by these ravenous birds.
So fire is knowledge, illumination.
Well, yeah, Lucifer, his name strictly means illuminated, wisdom and knowledge.
The morning star.
I mean, but this is, that's all Satanism talk. Anton LaVey feeds you that kind of hype. I mean, no matter what channel you're on, there's an infomercial about why you shouldn't turn the channel.
Driving. My house burned down this morning, and my friends, they came around. I saved the master recordings, but my girl was not to be found. I ran inside the studios to save the tape machine, but my girlfriend, she was fast asleep, locked up right outside some dream.
Look out your window, people. See that orb up in the sky? It's the moon. It's cool, reflected glow from fire.
Yes.
Of and from fire.
So choke on that.
So either worship fire or worship the sun, or go to church and worship the Son of God, but visualize him as being on fire.
If you would like more information on the Church of the Subgenius,
write to them at P.O. Box 204-206, Austin, Texas, 78720-4206. Or visit them online at
www.subgenius.com.
Another fine Lymph Node production!
Please visit us online at
www.lymphnodeinstitute.com or
a shout out at
www.mp3.com/LNI or write to us at P.O. Box 670-541 Marietta, Georgia 300066-0126.
Because we don't want to live in a world full of zombies, do you?
Of course not. You've heard Hank Williams performing Setting the Woods on Fire, an excerpt from LNI's Varieties of the Therapeutic Experience rant, Negative Land with a bit off of the Wilson Bone Stupid Show, Dreams About Fire, Arthur Brown with The Fire Poem, LNI doing Tin Rub, followed by an excerpt from The Joke Rant. You heard William Burroughs perform Working with Popular Forces. Joy Division did Heart and Soul. Spike Jones with My Old Flame. Coco Taylor sang Up in Flames. The Shack Daddies covering Johnny Cash's Ring of Fire. Super Ego and Itbot in Hawaii by LNI. The Gutter Queens from Zurich, Switzerland, performing Fire. The Velvet Underground doing White Light / White Heat. Sonic Youth performing Candle. And regular WREK listeners may appreciate the next track, a composition written for doorbells and fire alarms by Sheldon Kessel, entitled Fire. Get it?
and everything.
We are talking about Zeus the Wrestler, right?
What the hell do you think you're doing? Dragging your butt through the day, selling body and soul to a bunch of bland normals? Acting stupid so they'll think you're one of them? Tired of getting all of the guilt? But none of the sex? There is a simple answer, dear friend. A glowing beacon of slack amidst the turmoil and darkness. It's J.R. Paul Dobbs, the living slack master in the Church of the Subgenius. Bob brings a new destiny for the abnormal. Bob comes to justify our sins, to unmask the conspiracy, and to get us back. The slack they stole away. It's us versus them. Are you gonna fry in hell on earth alongside the pink boys? Or will you pull the wool over your own eyes and accept Bob into your mind? Repent! Quit your job! Slack off! And praise Bob!
Church of the Subgenius, eternal salvation, or triple your money back.
Listen to the Hour of Slack every Saturday night at midnight, right here on WREK Atlanta, 91.1 FM.